During World War II, elements of the German army were occupying the picturesque French village of A, home to the famous Bollinger Champagne vineyards. German officers had developed a taste for great champagne and had dedicated themselves to consuming every bottle of Bollinger in sight. Then, as the tide of war turned, rather than let the prize fall into enemy hands, orders were issued to destroy the priceless Bollinger cellars. Fortunately, General George Patton's Third Army quickly routed the Germans, thus saving one of Europe's great treasures. When it came to Bollinger Champagne, Old Blood and Guts was not a man to be trifled with. On this episode of America's Castles, we'll follow the Mississippi River from New Orleans to Natchez as we look at some of the grand plantations of the Old South. It was the 1930s, and America was in trouble. Hard economic times were upon us. Things were so bad, in fact, that in the 4 years from 1929 to 1932, approximately 11,000 United States banks failed. That evening, after Mr. Jackson had taken himself away and the ladies had retired to their chintz-curtained bedroom, Newland Archer mounted thoughtfully to his own study. Barbara Bush has the unique privilege of being both a former First Lady and mother of the President. Along the way, she also became one of the most popular and admired women in America. Her life experiences shaped her character and defined her spirit. A role model for the generations, Barbara Bush's extraordinary journey can now be told.